Source URL. https://www.facebook.com/notes/fuckituphumanet-not-that-binds-parties-together-for-conflict-resolution/i-have-no-hib-doctor-in-my-treatment-care-y-can-no-1-speak-truth-with-me/1395357023936966/. I have no HIV doctor in my treatment care. Why can no one speak truth with me? fuckituphuman.net-not-that-binds-parties-together-for-conflict-resolution Tuesday, April 2, 2019. My name is James Martin Driscoll and I am age 53. I was first diagnosed with HIV in September of 1999 after a very stressful separation with my employer at the time in Oakland, CA. It was a very stressful separation due to the fact that I had actually been in the most awful situation of being in a codependent relationship with my employer. This might not be common, but it was, in fact, the case. I did not quite understand this full relationship, but I was having trouble making independent choices for my independent life that made this status most obvious when I finally had made a choice to quit my job in April of 1999. This was over an insurance issue on a conflict I exchanged with the owner of a plumbing subcontractor and the project we were working on the project without a signed contract for over 2 months. After I told the owner that if he had any additional questions, he should contact the insurance company himself. That was a bit over the top when he said back to me, "If you ever tell me to do something that is your job, I will fire you." Well, I took that as the end of the job that I had been working there for over 12 years. I quit. 10 days later I received a call from one of the office staff. The owner did not even have the courage to call himself. Help. The computer crashed. I should not have returned. When I got there to diagnose the issue, they had started a new file system on top of an active hard drive. This time lapse of 10 days also proved that I was locked in a codependent relationship that they overwrote the current data backups with empty file directories. However they did that, they had just experienced an office not prepared to run the computer. They done, fucked up. The job tasks that I overseen was computer and financial operations controller. If and or when I decided to maybe come and help fix the problem, I had a negotiated discussion with the owner of the business. That negotiation placed a raise into action. I also had several other stipulations that I would only come back if he agreed. During this portion of this discussion, the owner, let's call him Paul because that is his name. He would not look at me eye to eye, man to man. I had to express myself to him to look at me in my eyes in this discussion. If that ever happened again in my life, I will walk away and never call back into such a disrespecting conversational condition. What this was all about, most likely, in the 1999 year terms, I was an openly homosexual gay man with an openly online lifestyle to be found and used against me. In today's terms, I could now get same-sex married, but back then I had to deal with a bigoted, overbearing, irrational hate working environment, and this only started showing itself about for the recent year or so before I quit. Before that, it was pretty much emotionally balanced. So, I decided to come back and work at a rate of $20 per hour and fix the computer. I found a 9-month-old backup to put together a working new hard drive while the corrupted hard drive needed to be scanned by an emergency data restoral company. This was the first separation of duties here that I still say I was locked in a codependent relationship. For I got the computer running while they researched and sent the hard drive out to be scanned for files. This was a Unix-based operating system and as far any currently available freeware utilities to perform this kind of low-level tech interface to the data, I knew that I could find the data if I had to, but I would have had to invest in some file system structure data learning in 1999. The company that they tasked to find the data could not find it. That is nonsense, I said. You started a new file system, not told it to erase the hard disk. So, once I got a working computer, still needing some drastic current data matching edits in the database, I researched what company would best find the data and sent the hard drive to them. With my experienced expertise, the company I chose to scan the drive of course found the data. This entire process for two companies to scan the data took 5 weeks from the day I returned to work. I should have never agreed to come back to work and save this situation out of a complete data loss if they had been left to their own devices. I should have walked away. That is what I should have done. So, during this period of time, in order to process payroll on this 9-month-old restart of a system called Pageant, the name of the computer, I had to crash forward and microedit all of the employees' year-to-date totals from the 9-month-old backup. As I just described, I could not trust anyone there to do it correctly. Even if I were to tell them what to touch and what definitely not to touch in the database, the process is very much bookkeeping and data entry work. I needed to have payroll runs during the attempt to get any actual data returned back into a working restored data runtime system. I had to verify somehow that the start of a new file system on a Unix drive did not mow into the user data on the same partition of the hard drive. In today's working spaces, dividing hard drives into logical partitions, one for the system and one for the user, company, data would have saved a bunch of headache work. But that was not the way that hard drive was installed, and I never took the time to separate it later. Anyway, if it was not for having the entire thing on my shoulders, I know that I would not have become unstable in my personal life and most likely would not have become careless and got infected by HIV. But the haters and the bigots of this world actually would rather see me dead than to allow such a disruption of lifestyles in their minds that my lifestyle is perfectly moral and rational to hold. No, the haters would rather see me dead. You see, once I got the computer system back into working order, it was now July and my boss started the same attitudes he had secretly underlying his speaking and his actions toward me. It is not in the words you say, but in the words that you don't say that puts the whole hate paradigm into deductive reasoning perspectives. I had been on a path of understanding meme and memetics long before this day actually came to be. I had been in cyberspace and my oldest reference found online of anything related to my work dates all of the way back to Yule of 1986. No, that is not a misprint here, that is 86. You can find this referenced in our electronic newsletter for the New Wiccan Church called Red Garters, for the key reference of Microlink BBS and Apple's R Us BBS that I had done for my last employer of the San Bernardino Public Library and my home-based BBS system I programmed on floppy drives. I did not even discover Wiccan until after I left my hometown in 1987 for San Francisco. I did not even realize this newsletter would become my oldest online reference till many years after I knew what a Wiccan was. Memetics is the scientific definition understanding of what magic is. The paradigm shift of understanding here is equal on par to the world is flat and the world is round knowledges of the Middle Ages. Well, in terms of memes to genes, it is not rocket science and is really more easy to understand than a flat-out new science. As memes are to genes, memetics is to genetics. As genetics is a universal understood science, memetics will be too. But the haters think they can stand in the way of progress and overrule those in their life and think they can secretly get away with it. We are as sick as our secrets, the Bridge Recovery Center on Addictions. I was first diagnosed with HIV in September of 1999 as AIDS symptomatic with an initial T-cell count of 156. I have full-blown AIDS. This after what I just described is a very stressful period of time separating from my employer. I should have not came back to save the computer from a complete crash when the faith believers hold their hate truths homosexuals deserve to die and not thrive and hold inalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Once I became HIV, I would be in an unyielding nightmare ever since dealing with an extraordinary pull of negativity for being just me. And more to this point, the source of this whole system of HIV social services and care is a hate-based bigoted systemic problem that one is questioning why I have to sit down and shut the fuck up about the truth in order to receive any kind of decency respectful and dignified interfaces to services or doctor care. Once I got into HIV housing in Oakland, the hate was so blatant. The cyberbullying so blatant. So nasty. This was 2004-2005 and was before the cyberbullying laws were in place. Many of these online communications of hate were telling me to commit suicide. They were all set up with a hate collective of approximately 3 persons rotating new profiles and new contacts in a series that I could demonstrate they were exchanging information between them. It would be the source of this hate was not the outer community but the internal leaderships of the HIV community social services and housing resources. It all came to a crashing collapse at the end of receiving hate for over 2 full years. I wrote, Why is the clear sky blue in February of 2005 which has the phrase, fucked up humans, within the text. I then proceeded to use the Urban Dictionary's motto, define your world to define what was occurring in my own life. I created the definitions of real up human, and fucked up human, on April 30, 2005 and its linking definition humans on Mayday, SOS, help, help, help. On May 1, 2005 by author, in the mind way, an obvious memetic phrasing ID. Humans. There are 2 adversary forms of humans which are the fucked up human and the real up human. To scale from one or the other, all humans fall somewhere in line by every action that a human makes, even each and every last keystroke being done. Well, be real up, you're all humans. Okay. Bye in the mind way, May 1st, 2005. These definitions stand to this day, of course. It the is year 2019. I will skip over the part of my internet domain registrations for the time being. They were registered in June of 2005 with a .NET applied to the namespace. You can imagine the internet domain names. They remain active with a tech spec available to internet domains known as dynamic subdomain, URL addressing. I have had this technology active on my internet domains for over 10 full years specifically for the purposes of holding memes and memetically active phrasing in the URL addressing. I don't want to get too out of scope here, but I need to reference standards here. Just for one's reference, the internet's largest and most recognized professional social media platform of LinkedIn have actual, in operation, company name profiles that contain the word fuck in them. You can search by company name keyword fuck on LinkedIn for yourself. Such examples include but not limited to fuck cancer, fuck yeah astrophysics, fuck racism, fucked up design. My internet domains with the holding of fuckeduphuman.net is just an extension of this standard and must be allowed across the entire net in professional use dialogue. There is no other option but to grow up or be grew up, great reasons us will unite peace now back to conflicts. They called my writings to their office, indecipherable. Is anything in this writing indecipherable? No, of course not. In eviction filing against me WGO62661106, that I was going to defend myself in proper because the counsel that I had in the eviction defense center negotiated terms to move out without my consult. So, I had a court date set for May 1st, 9th, 2006. Anyway, what happened through all of this that of course the cards are unevenly stacked up against fairness. They had to have the court clerk lie to me to set into motion that I would not appear on the next Friday's court date at 8 a.m. and my case went into default judgment. I was told to just call in for my trial status. This was the only way they could win in court. It was on May 2nd, 2006 that I wrote in an email to the attorney, "Oh kind sir," on SoundCloud and contains a promise to walk home in protest of events that were happening and no one was standing for rational common sense. That is because the system is set up with a bunch of haters overruling decency and their hidden agenda is homosexuals burn in hell and deserve to die. The housing complex I just happened to be in HOPWA housing with was managed by the property firm, American Baptist Homes of the West, and their fire and brimstone was yielded against me, forcing me into the streets of homeless for just being me. From my restart in Denver on a waiting list that would end up being a 28 months wait time until I got my own independent housing. I was staying with a family friend in Payton while I managed to plan out and fulfill my long walk promise to walk home from Oakland to San Bernardino, where I am writing this against from my hometown. I started my long walk on the date of the International Day of Peace, September 21, 2013. I managed to walk from Oakland to Big Sur, a long walk of over 120 miles. I had to terminate the walk at that point due to the roughing it stages south of Big Sur. This does not negate that the community in Denver, Colorado was made aware of my long walk and there was no community interest or assistance to see me through this walk. No wonder why. The walk was digitally tracked on the app MapMyWalk and my workouts are available to externally direct link. My longest miles walk in one day was 19 miles. The walk journal is recorded with spoken voice text narrative interface at http://alongwalkofbeauty.grewup.net. Great reasons us will unite peace in Denver housing placement. The hate just recycled over and I had to live through an 11-month hate, harassment, and retaliation campaign targeted against me for just being me. This time, I caught most of the outrageous behaviors filed on my internet domain site of fuckeduphuman.net. Mercy, 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 stop the hatred you created. And the emails and my attempts to stop this hate is filed under the source of this hate and harassment, the Colorado Health Network, Denver. http://coloradohealthnetwork.fuckeduphuman.net, with Glassdoor negative outlook employee reviews such as these. Rocky Mountain Cares cannot tag, they blocked me, http://rockymountaincares.fuckeduphuman.net and the housing residency itself. Chesney Kleinjohn Apartments. http://chesneykleinjohnapartments.fuckeduphuman.net, and in the name of my very own doctor care provider, at Dr. Nancy Madinger at UCLH, University of Colo. Hospital, http://dr-nancy-ellen-madinger.fuckeduphuman.net, and still the haters will not release their hold on me. I have no HIV care doctor in my very own hometown, because I am #hyventreatablefoothillaidsproject. http://foodelatesproject.fuckeduphuman.net, with Google reviews such as these. Aaron Jacobson. Local Guide 1 review a year ago. This agency is fraudulent in its services and practices when it comes to serving the HIV population and utilizing Ryan White funding. My recommendation for any HIV client interested in signing with them is to run as far and as fast as you can. They treat HIV consumers with contempt and unprofessionalism. Eric Chagineau, MD. Eric Chagineau, MD. http://dr-eric-tomomi-chagineau.fuckeduphuman.net. Look up the Google review on archive for the events that results to my status #hyventreatable. Camera reviews underscore Dr. Eric T. Chagineau MD reviews underscore San Diego, CA underscore vitals.com.html 2nd of April 2019 654 191k. This is my draft copy, POZPLANET.